Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right. It is a rainy Monday afternoon for many of us. We just had a big, wicked thunderstorm in downtown New Orleans. Kind of moved out of the way a little bit, but still raining. And as you have heard in the forecast, you could be in some really, really heavy rain this afternoon. 60% chance of rain today. And there's this little system that might slip into the Gulf of Mexico to the east of us, coming from the Atlantic, crossing the Florida Peninsula and heading into the Gulf. But I think it only has a 20% chance of developing. And it's so close to the coast that even if it develops, you know, all the hurricanes that I've been through and all of these things that I've watched over the years of my career, it just doesn't look like this is going to be much of anything. But, you know, hey, you never know. But it looks like it, if nothing else, it's just going to be a rainmaker for the next couple of days. And, you know, Friday is the 4th of July. So this, I would assume this is a week when a lot of people are taking off. You know, you could take off and you combine that with Friday and you're only taking 4 days off work and you have the whole week off and both weekends. So I would think that a lot of people are traveling this week and out of town. And a lot of people looking forward to what the forecast is going to be for the weekend. And at this point, we just don't know. But hey, look, let's open the show with some really, really good news. It's not always that the crawfish season extends into the 4th of July, but it seems like we're going to have crawfish this weekend. And I know I saw crawfish in the stores over the weekend, and so there are still crawfish around, and that's great news. Now, as much as I love crawfish, I like crabs even more. Maybe we'll do like an instant text off on this a little bit later in the show. What do you like better, crabs or crawfish? Crawfish are delicious, but my preference is crabs. I know you have to work a little harder to get the meat, and I'm talking about the lake crabs, and you know, not the Dungeness crabs or the snow crabs or king crabs. I mean, I love those too, but I'm just talking about the lake blue crabs that we have here. So we'll do a little text off on that a little bit later. But for those of you who might want crawfish for the 4th of July, looks like that is a dream that might just come true. All right, look, let's just be honest. We are living. Wait, thunder! I just saw a big flash of lightning. I mean, a bolt. Let's see if we hear it. There it is. Can you hear that on the mic?
Cool. Yeah, can you definitely hear it.
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, our soundproof studios here at WWL are just really amazing. No, I mean, you can only make the windows so soundproof, and it's going to come through. I kind of like that, though. You know, I don't mind if I'm doing the show from my studio at home, which is not soundproof. I mean, sometimes I've got the windows and the doors open, the door of the balcony open, and while I'm doing the show, you can hear somebody mowing the lawn outside. I mean, that's real life. I'm okay with that kind of background soundtrack. All right, let's see. So look, things are really, really messed up, and things continue to change. And I don't want to get into it too much on the air, but there's some things that I'm concerned about. As an American, as a patriotic citizen, which I consider myself to be, there are some things about this country that I'm concerned about, deeply concerned. And the attempt to really fundamentally change this country. And I don't mean for the better. There are some people who think that the direction that we're going in, the changes that are being manifested right now, are good. That's not the America I want to live in. That's not the America I grew up in. So we're going to see what happens. Every afternoon from 1 to 4, we try to sort through all of this. I am a radical moderate. I am a registered independent. I am not beholden to either party. I don't care what people think. Some think I am extremely left-wing. Some people just who think they understand me don't understand me at all. I don't fit into this specific category where I'm all right or all left, and I think that confuses some people who don't want to think. And if you don't want to think, then, you know, this show might be a little confusing for you. But don't be so quick to think that I'm some kind of radical left-wing activist, because if you actually listen to the show, you know that I'm not. Because I stand for a lot of things that are really part of the foundation of conservative ideology. And I love that, because there's so many people on the air who are just all right wing. There are a few people on the air who are left wing, but talk radio is dominated by right wing talk show hosts. And I remind you that a lot of these people don't have original thoughts. They just repeat what they get from Fox News, what they get from conservative social media. And they're not thinking. And a lot of people who are tuned into all of that, a lot of people who are tuned into that are totally allowing themselves to be brainwashed, because we hear information on this show that is totally inaccurate, and yet people are pushing it like they believe it's true. So, you know, we have a lot to go through today. I think we're going to now negotiate with Canada. Friday, Donald Trump was going to no longer have any kind of tariff or financial negotiations with Canada. I mean, how can we be that disrespectful to the home of Terrence and Philip? I mean, we can't. It's just, it's un-American. We know these are our northern neighbors. We need to be nice to them, and they're nice to us. Well, okay, so then, you know, President Trump says something, and then they say something, and then President Trump, you know, look, let's just go to the bottom line here. The tariff plan did not work as planned. It didn't. The facts are everywhere. The reality of that is everywhere. So it didn't work as planned. And so now apparently we're going to get back into negotiations with Canada, which, of course, I mean, that's a good thing. I mean, we need to be in conversations with Canada. But I think it's a shame that there's just so much back and forth. And now President Trump is changing his mind when it comes to immigration. You know what we heard during the campaign. You know what we heard. We heard that there were going to be mass deportations. We heard that people who are here illegally would be rounded up and shipped out of the country. Well, now there's a new change. Another change. Now, President Trump is trying to develop a temporary pass for illegal immigrants to remain in the country if they work in certain industries, like if they work in the hotel industry, because apparently Mar-a-Lago is being hit with this problem. So the president wants to make a temporary pass for you to stay in America and work if you're in hotel, I guess hotel, restaurant, business, or if you're in the agricultural business. Certain industries are going to get a pass. Well, how does that equate to we're going to round up everybody who's illegal? It doesn't. So, you know, again, I mean, look, I'm for these people staying. If you've got a job here, you're working and you're contributing, I think that's okay. let's just make a path to citizenship so you become a citizen like you're supposed to. But I don't have a problem with them staying. What I have a problem with is this president can't make up his mind. And he continues to change from a lot of different issues. He continues to change from one position to another position. And it's, you know, it's kind of confusing. It's a little bit unsettling. And the president of the United States should not be that, you know, wishy-washy when it comes to, you know, the top issues. And then over the weekend, there's a shooting, an ambush shooting, and this is about as bad as it gets. You set a fire to attract firemen, and then you shoot the firemen. It doesn't get any worse than that. Who is this person? This happened in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, which is the panhandle. It's in the panhandle of Idaho. It's right across from Spokane, Washington. I have been to Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. And I can tell you the feeling that you get when you're there. There are mountains. There are tall evergreens. When you're in Coeur d'Alene, which, by the way, is a beautiful city. I mean, there's not that many people who live there, but I mean, it is a beautiful area. I remember a lake. I mean, it's spectacular. But there are a lot of white nationalists who live there, who find a home there, and they feel like they're tucked away. They're hidden by the mountains and the tall, tall evergreens, and they feel like they're just tucked away and they can do whatever they want. Now, I don't know who this guy is. We don't know. I'm not going to be surprised if he's one of these anti-government white nationalists. But we'll wait and see. His name has been mentioned, but you know the policy on this show. We don't mention the names of shooters like this. Because even in death, they still want publicity, and I'm not going to give it to them. Who he is, not in terms of his name, but the person that he is, what he is, that is of consequence. His name, it doesn't matter. I'm not going to give him the publicity. But that was a horrific thing. I mean, two firemen killed, and one is in critical condition, I believe. That's the last I heard. But man, to set a fire to attract firemen and then you shoot them, I mean, that's horrible. And I don't remember if anything has been decided. The last I heard, they didn't know whether it was a self-inflicted gunshot wound or police shot him. I don't know which it is. But we'll learn all those things as time goes on. And we'll learn who this guy is. I'm not going to be surprised if he's one of these white supremacist, white nationalist types, one of the far right-wing radicals. And by the way, you know, there's a subdivision within the right-wing radicals. And this is the extreme, extreme right-wing radicals. So don't judge all right-wing radicals by the behavior of this person. And again, we don't know for sure if this guy's a right-wing radical. But coming from Coeur d'Alene and the population in that area that has a lot of white supremacists and white nationalists there, it would not surprise me if that's who this person is. So, you know, we're going to have to wait and see. And then again, you know, sides are going to point fingers and, oh, no, he wasn't one of us. No, he wasn't one of the, you know, just accept the fact. Accept the fact of who he is and what motivated him. And if he is linked to your side, whether it's right or left, you know, don't be so quick to dismiss that. Accept it. Accept who he is. And then deal with the problem that within your group, you've got some bad people. All right. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon about anything we talk about, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Ian Hoke is our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
And good afternoon to you too as well.
Hey, how much time did you spend over the weekend watching all the details and the video of the wedding of Jeff Bezos and his wife, Lauren Sanchez?
Big old goose egg for me, brother.
Yeah, you know, I happen to see it watching the news once in a while. Mm. I didn't go out of my way to see it, but, you know, I'm watching the news and then all of a sudden a clip comes on. So I saw a little bit about it. But, you know, so many celebrities there and a lot of attention is being paid. Like, this is like some mega superstar. He's just a rich guy. He's a smart businessman. But it's not like he's got talent. It's not like he's an artist of any kind. He's to be respected for what he has created, founder of Amazon, but he's just a rich guy. And sometimes I think he's trying to, take on the pit bull motif. Looks a little bit like pit bull. But this is part of the voyeuristic society that we are. You know, people love to peer into the private lives of rich people.
You know what it's given me right now is that old TV show where the guy's like, they sit around all day and eat caviar, lifestyles of the rich and famous. They're covered in jewelry. They've got beautiful women hanging all around them, living in his Rolls Royce, a 27-car garage. That was his lifestyles of the rich and famous. You don't hear much about that show anymore.
No,
that's not on reruns. I don't see that on Netflix.
I think the guy died.
The guy died after eating 2 tons of caviar in one sitting.
But, I mean, really.
He drank himself to death with champagne.
The guy was,
trampled by his own prize-winning horse.
It's Jeff Bezos and his wife, Lauren Sanchez, and like enough already. If you are too infatuated with that, you're probably a royal watcher, which I am not. I don't care about the royals. Sometimes I think there's a cool story that comes out about the royals, but I don't care about the royals. I don't care about Jeff Bezos and his new wife and the attention that was paid to this. It's just like, it's kind of overwhelming. And did you ever see a picture of his yacht?
The Bezos yacht? No.
I mean, it's black. It's like a small cruise ship. It's about a half a cruise ship. I mean, this thing is huge. Well, the bigger cruise ships, I'd say it's a quarter of a cruise ship. But it's stacked with different layers and amazing. I mean, you could live on this thing and never run into people that are on this yacht. That's how big it is. So, you know, I respect the life that he's created for himself, but I'm just not that infatuated with the whole thing.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care about Jeff Bezos. I don't love what he's done to the Washington Post, not to put too fine a point on it. I think it's kind of whack that he comes in and says, hey, we're going to redo the op-ed section of this storied newspaper so that it's more about, you know, free market capitalism and more about Donald Trump, which I guess is fine. You have the right to do that. It's your paper. I wish that he hadn't. But, you know, you'll often hear me say the op-ed pages in the nation's major newspapers are terrible anyway. I don't know if this was the right way to reform that particular issue, but well, there it is.
Yeah, there's an interesting article on Mediaite.com about Hamish McKenzie, the co-founder of Substack, and where Substack fits into the media today. And I'm so proud to be part of Substack now. And I posted a video before the show, and I would love for you to be a subscriber. Just go to Substack.com. And a lot of people are, and just find Scoot on the air and just become part of that because I'm putting most of my stuff there and not on Facebook anymore. So I've got an article there about that, but he talks about the role of Substack right now, and it's really a very interesting role in the world of the legacy media. In fact, the legacy media kind of used to be afraid of Substack, and now it seems like they're kind of embracing Substack as a source because it is a legitimate source of news and information now. It is totally unlike TikTok, totally unlike Facebook, different audience there, and I am loving it. All right, we got to get to a break here. If you want to join us with a comment.
Substack.com, Scoot on the air. You can become a subscriber today.
Very good.
Thank you.
Did a great job with that. All right, the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. So a lot to get to today. Also, the Sean Diddy Combs trial is going to go to the jury. If it hasn't, it's going to the jury sometime really soon. Hey, we're expecting rain, so keep that in mind this afternoon.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right. Look, things can only get better. And I want to continue to express my sincere optimism as an American that we're going to get through this time. And for those of you who are younger, if you're Xer, especially if you're a younger millennial or a Zoomer, I want you to know I've been through this before. A lot of us have been through this before. And as bad as it might seem, as bad as it is in a lot of ways, we're going to get through this. And we as a country have been through really difficult challenges before. And we are going to get through this. But I have to tell you that I am a little concerned. I'm concerned about Donald Trump and those who want to fundamentally change America. It was pretty damn great already. It can be great again, but not great again in terms of leaving a lot of people out and targeting people and using a bully mentality to get your way. And Senator Tom Tillis, Republican, North Carolina, he announced over the weekend that he's not going to seek re-election. This came just hours after Donald Trump blasted him on social media and threatened to back his primary challenger. We're going to talk about this in a few minutes, but this is bullying. And, you know, you should be able to get your way intellectually, not because you're bullying people. And I'm sorry that Senator Tillis is not going to stand up to this and go, okay, bring it on, dude. Because I think Donald Trump is at a point now, popularity-wise, where I don't think he's going to dictate the outcome of elections in the midterm elections. If I'm wrong, I'll admit it, and we'll watch this, but I don't think that's going to happen. Also, I want to mention that there is a blog posted. Actually, it's a brief blog and part of our show. It's titled "Archdiocese Commits Sin by Firing Gay Music Teacher." We talked about this on the show Friday. The Archdiocese of New Orleans, which protected Catholic priests that had sexual encounters with innocent little boys, fired a music teacher because he's gay. And I just don't think this makes sense in the eyes of God. Mark Richards, a music teacher, 22 years at St. Francis Xavier Catholic School on Metairie Road, was fired after an individual brought Richards' husband's death obituary to the attention of the Archdiocese. Richard was loved by his students, and he was fired because he's gay. Now, even if there might be a morality clause in the contract between the teacher and the Catholic school, and those exist, I don't think, in light of the guilt of the Catholic Church in New Orleans for allowing priests to have sexual relations with the young boys, I don't think it was right for them to fire this gay teacher. Anyway, that is still posted at WWL.com. I think it's also posted on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. Let's go to Janice in New Orleans. Hey, Janice, good afternoon.
Yes, Scoot. It is posted.
Okay, good.
And I happened to see it the other night. I have an app on my phone. It's called Newsbreak. They have all kinds of different things on Newsbreak. Local news, national news, all kinds of stuff. Okay, WWL-AM. And I saw an article, the one that you just referred to. Now, what got me upset, what got me upset is a comment that someone made. People are able to comment on the articles
right
here in Newsbreak. And he refers to himself as Mark the Dude.
Wait.
Mark the Dude. The man who made the post is...
Okay.
That's the name he has on him. Mark the Dude, he calls himself.
Okay.
He claims Scoot is gay. His opinion is useless. Well, gee, I wonder if Barry Manilow, who is gay, who came out and said he was gay, I wonder if he had an opinion on something, if this guy would consider it to be useless. I commented and said, Scoot is not gay. Prove it. Now, I've told you this before. First of all, I have never picked up on anything about you whatsoever to me that would say you're gay, number one. Number two, if you were, let's just say for half a millisecond you were, do you really think that I would care? And why would that make your opinion useless? I mean, to me, this is absolutely ridiculous. You say you're not. I don't really care one way or the other, but I believe you. And people can be so doggone crazy in this world. People seem, some people, not all people now, but some people are fixated on that. Scoot is gay, Scoot is gay. Who would care? You either like his radio program or you don't like his radio program. But his personal life would be just that.
Well, I guess, you know, this has gone on my entire career. And, you know, I am built the way I'm built. God made me. Mm-hmm. And I'm not the biggest person. I have particular taste when it comes to clothes and fashion and style, and I have my fashion. Based on that, some people are simple-minded enough to think that somehow that translates into me being gay, which is interesting because there are a lot of really macho-looking dudes who don't look gay, but they are gay. But that's the point is that this guy on Facebook is trying to put me down, and it's not going to work. And hang on, Janice. The other thing that bothers me about this is there's nothing in my past that would ever indicate that I am gay, and people are just making this crap up. And it makes, I guess they feel like it's the ultimate put down. If I were gay, I am rebellious enough and honest enough in my life that if I were gay, you would know I was gay. I would be very openly gay. But I'm not. I can't help it. I love women. I was born to love women. And that is never going to change. But I appreciate you attacking the guy who said that on Facebook.
Well, this was on Newsbreak. They have a guy. His name is Matt Frazier. Matt Frazier. He is a psychic medium. And to see Matt Frazier, you would really think he was gay. I mean, the effeminate side of it. I mean, he does. But the man is not gay. He has a wife and one or two children with her, and he's been married for a long time and everything.
Well, let's explain this.
You can't just look at somebody and assume.
Right. The only thing that makes somebody gay is not how they look, not how they talk, not how they like to shop for shoes, not how they like to decorate, not how they like to do a lot of things. The only thing that makes a person gay is the desire to have sex with the same sex. And that's just not me. So that's the only thing that determines whether or not somebody's gay. If you are simple-minded and really not that smart and you want to start judging people based on the way they look, then so be it. I can't control that. But, Janice, I got to move on. I appreciate the call. Thank you for, you know, defending me in that way. I appreciate that. You know, these things are bothersome only because it means so much to people to try to put you down. Yeah, yeah, Scoot's gay. His opinion doesn't matter. My opinion matters whether I'm gay or not. I'm an American. I'm an American citizen. And you will never take that away from me. And these people who want to discredit me and say I'm gay, it's not working. It's not going to work. What do you want me to get some people on the phone who I've had sex with? Some really hot women? You want me to get them on the phone? And they'll tell you that I'm not gay? You want to do that? I'm not going to do that. Because that's just pandering to the ignorance, and that's what it is. It's ignorance. But anyway, this is really, I think it's a compelling story. It's a compelling part of our show about the Archdiocese of New Orleans and the hypocrisy of the Catholic Church firing a music teacher because he's gay. No record of him ever doing anything with the children. The kids in the school loved him. And the Archdiocese fires him because he's gay. I think that is just blanketly wrong.
So we're not going to get anybody on the phone, like beautiful women that you've had sex with. Can we do that for me? Can I do that?
Yeah, sure.
Because I got a couple I should call.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. Look, I know. I mean, there's a few I could call, but I don't want to, you know, a couple of them would be okay to call from the past, but I don't want to call people. No, I mean,
hey,
it's
look,
just,
I got
just,
a, I got
a,
kind
a
of
joke.
A weird favor to ask. If you got just a few minutes.
If you got a few minutes to, would you mind? Listen, hey, yeah, this is Scoot.
Yeah.
Look, I know. I'm sorry for the way things ended, but
it couldn't be helped. You know.
But, you know, during our relationship, could you explain to these people that I'm not gay? And don't go into too many of the details because I don't want to give away any of my tricks.
Yeah. You go ahead and gas me up a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
You know, let's tell a good story. There's a lot of people listening, so let's make it worth their time.
I mean, it's really. You know, we're entertaining simple-minded people. I mean, the people who want to make a big deal about me being gay in 2025, I mean, again, there's nothing about this show that would indicate that I would somehow keep that a secret. I'm not like Tyler Perry. Well, actually, we don't know for sure, but there's a lot of talk that he might be, and there's a guy suing him for sexual harassment, and the person suing him is not a woman, it's a guy. And if Tyler Perry is, that doesn't take anything away from his talent, doesn't take anything away from who he is. And he's very wealthy and is very, very successful in the entertainment world, and whether he's straight or gay doesn't matter. I feel badly for people who are gay, who can't lead their lives because they're afraid of the simple-minded bozos out there. It's mostly men. It's mostly men. And I don't, you know, I guess they're insecure with their masculinity. Maybe they're not in touch with their own feminine side and they just feel the need to bash people. I mean, it's a whole interesting phenomenon that goes well beyond this show. It's just something that happens in America. All right. If you want to join us with a comment, we're going to get to some of your texts coming up. The Oakland Heart Jewelers Talking text line is 504-260-187. 504-260-187. All right, so we had some really heavy rain in downtown New Orleans. I'm looking out of our studio windows, which is a snapshot to the south, and there's still some showers out there, so good chance of rain today. Be careful. We'll be right back with more. I'm Scoot, Manic Monday on WWL.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Well, we've always been red, white, and blue, at least up to this point, and I hope that doesn't change, but, you know, I have my reasons for being concerned. But again, I want those of you who are younger and listening to our show, if this is really the first time in your life that you're, you know, getting to the age where you're really starting to pay attention to politics, do not worry. We're going to get through this. There are enough good Americans to withstand this shock to our collective system. We're going to get through it. I don't know what it is about this time of year, but yeah, I mean, a lot of people suffer, and I don't suffer with sinus problems, but sometimes when I start the show, and it's when I get into the show and just, you know, work into my, I guess I need to warm up a little more before I go on the air. But sometimes this first hour seems to be a little rough sometimes with sinus and allergy kind of stuff, although I feel great. All right, so a lot is going on, and Trump is now threatening to withhold funds from New York City if Mamdani, you know, it's all this. I mean, who can keep track of all this stuff? Mamdani becomes mayor. If he doesn't do what Trump wants him to do, Trump's talking about withholding funds from New York City. He's talking about withholding funds from Gavin Newsom in California because of the arguments with Gavin Newsom. I don't know that Trump's going to follow through, but again, this is the mentality of a bully. And bullies are not the smartest kids on the block. Bullies don't have high IQs. The bully mentality is not congruent with a high IQ. Because it's about bullying people. It's about trying to get your way through force. And that's not the way we've done things in America. And it's not the way we should do that. Yeah, there were times in the beginning when we had a couple of wars and, you know, the American Revolution. And there was a lot going on back then. But this country should not be run on a bully mentality. And that's nothing but being a bully. The whole Taco tariff plan, That was the workings of a bully mind, and it didn't work the way the bully thought it was going to work. It didn't work that way, and so I'm also bothered that this senator from North Carolina doesn't want to run again because Trump is criticizing him because of his no vote on the big beautiful bill, which has turned out to be the big not so beautiful bill. Trump is, you know, threatening to put money up for his opponents. I mean, that's fair. You can do that. But, you know, I wish Senator Tillis of North Carolina, I wish he'd stand up to that and run anyway. But a lot of people don't want to be part of this anymore. Adam Kinzinger, Republican congressman from Ohio, he didn't want to be part of this anymore. There are people who are retiring because they don't want to be part of it anymore. because of this bully mentality. And I'm telling you, this bully mentality is manifesting itself throughout America. There are people who have this like bully, like the people who want to say, yeah, well, you're gay. I mean, that is a bully mentality. Well, no matter how many times you say it, I'm not. And if you want me to be, you're barking up the wrong tree. So go find somebody else to find interesting. But I mean, this is all this, you know, tough man bully stuff. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talking text line, 504-260-1870.
This is an easy place to kind of draw a distinction, if it's available for you to do so, to say, like, people often say, like, each party always only marches in lockstep, and they only, you know, kind of, they're all reading off the same script, and they never do anything differently. And I like to remind people that's not quite true. It is true that there are, you know, there's the liberal wing of the liberal wing, and there's the blue dog Democrats, and the more moderate. Do they always agree with everything? No. A lot of times you got to change the policy that you're trying to push forward to get one faction or the other to come on board. Democratic presidents do not threaten senators with primaries for a no vote on one piece of policy, on a procedural vote on one piece of policy. How many judges, how many cabinet members, how many things that Trump has proposed that ended up in the Senate that Tom Tillis voted yes on? Many, 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 many. If you go look at Tom Tillis's voting record, he's a rock solid conservative Republican, but he goes against Trump one time and he gets threatened with the primary. And you know who is probably going to be the Republican candidate for the Senate in North Carolina? Lara Trump, his daughter-in-law. She was already thinking about running in North Carolina. She was previously thinking about running in Florida, decided not to do that. So now she said, I'm going to go to move to North Carolina. I'm going to try and be a senator from North Carolina. Both sides don't do this.
So I know. So in other words, she doesn't know anything about North Carolina. It's just a convenient thing for her.
It's crazy.
She's going to go there to become a senator. So, you know, this nepotism, too. You know, it's okay to love your family and want to take care of your family, but there's a lot of stuff going on that's not good. And you're not going to hear this everywhere. You're not going to hear about what's not good. You're not going to hear this other side of Tom Tillis and why he should stay in it. And you're not going to hear about how bad it is for Trump to be bullying people, because there are people on the air who share the bully mentality of Donald Trump. And those people are, again, not that smart. They're echoing what they have been told. I mean, some people think that somehow this show is guided by others. It's not. We are totally free to express ourselves. But this bully mentality should bother every good American. And there's some bad Americans out there. Everybody who's an American is not a good person. Everybody who flies the flag is not a good person. You can't just fly the flag and proclaim, I'm a good American. What you say and how you act, that really determines whether or not you're a good American.
Can you imagine whether it's, you know, Joe Biden or Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton or some future Democratic president saying, we're going to stop giving federal funding to Louisiana because we don't like the way that their governor is doing things.
Exactly. I mean, that
like,
is
we just don't
that's
do that.
Exactly. That's
I mean,
exactly
for that
right.
matter, neither would have George Bush, Herbert Walker, or W, or Reagan. They would not have done that.
I've never seen this. I mean, I've never seen where the bully mentality takes over, and so many Americans are on board with it. But trust that a lot of Americans are not on board with it. And you want to hear some really good stuff? You want to hear some good responses to things? Go to Substack. Go to Scoot on the Air. Just go to Substack.com. And you're going to be freed from the ignorant, misguided, juvenile baby talk that you often hear on Facebook. And it's really, really sad. Really sad. We're going to remember the summer of 2025. You know, what's going on in America is something to behold. But again, I have confidence that we are going to get through this. But we're going to stick together. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. All right, when Laura Trump decides to move to North Carolina, I didn't think she belonged there, but apparently she was born there and went to the University of North Carolina. So, yeah, so, okay, well, so she does know something about North Carolina. But I still don't like the idea of Trump trying to bully somebody so they don't even want to run for office. That's not good.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.